Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we're talking about something that honestly doesn't get nearly enough credit, Lakeland's I-4 Industrial Corridor, and how Polk County quietly became the distribution backbone of the entire state of Florida. And I'm Jamie. I love this topic because most people drive through Lakeland on I-4 and think, oh, it's just the stretch between Tampa and Orlando, but there is so much happening right there that they're completely missing, right? It's like the ultimate hidden in plain sight story. And today we're going to pull back the curtain on why this corridor matters so much, not just for big corporations, but for local small businesses too.
Exactly. And I think once people hear this, they're going to look at those massive warehouses off the highway in a completely different way.
So let's just start with the basics. Why Lakeland? Why Polk County? What makes this spot so special from a logistics standpoint?
Okay, so the geography here is genuinely remarkable. Lakeland sits almost perfectly between Tampa and Orlando. We're talking about 35 miles from Tampa and about 55 miles from Orlando. And when you're in the distribution world, that kind of central positioning is gold,
because you can reach both major metro markets in under an hour.
Exactly. And it's not just Tampa and Orlando. From Lakeland, you can reach something like 20 million people within a 100-mile radius. That's a massive consumer base accessible from one central hub.
Wait, 20 million people? That's almost the entire population of Florida right there.
Pretty much. Florida has about 22 million residents now. So yeah, you're covering almost the whole state from that one point. And then you layer I-4 on top of that, one of the most commercially significant interstate highways in the Southeast, and it just makes complete sense why companies want to be here.
And I-4 isn't just connecting Tampa and Orlando, right? It's part of a much bigger highway network.
Yes, great point. I-4 connects into I-75 on the Tampa side, which runs north-south through the whole state and up into the Midwest. And on the Orlando side, you've got I-95 access heading up the East Coast. So Lakeland becomes this incredible node in a national logistics network, not just a regional one.
So it's like the center of a hub and spoke system, but the spokes reach the entire eastern United States.
That is such a good way to put it. And the companies figured this out a long time ago. Publix, which is headquartered right there in Lakeland, has been running major distribution operations out of Polk County for decades. They kind of set the template.
Oh, that's a great point. Publix being headquartered in Lakeland isn't just a fun local fact. It actually shaped the whole distribution culture of the region.
Totally. And once Publix proved the model, other major players started paying attention. You've got Amazon with fulfillment centers in the area, Walmart distribution, Rooms to Go. I mean, the list of major brands operating distribution and logistics facilities in Polk County is genuinely impressive.
And what does that mean for the local economy? Because I think sometimes people see these big warehouse campuses and think, okay, that's a corporate thing. That doesn't really affect my small business.
Oh, that's such a misconception. The ripple effects are enormous. When you have tens of thousands of distribution and logistics workers in a region, those are people who need lunch, need their cars fixed, need childcare, need haircuts. They're customers for every small business in the area.
Right? And there's also the supply chain angle. A lot of local small businesses actually become vendors or service providers to these big distribution operations.
Exactly. Think about it. Those massive facilities need everything from janitorial services to equipment repair to food trucks in the parking lot. There are real opportunities for local entrepreneurs to plug into that ecosystem.
I love that framing. It's not just about the big companies. It's about the whole ecosystem they create. So let's talk about what's been happening more recently, because this corridor has really been accelerating. Right?
Oh, it has absolutely exploded. E-commerce was already driving massive demand for warehouse and distribution space. And then the pandemic just poured gasoline on that fire. Everyone shifted to online shopping, supply chains got stress tested, and companies realized they needed more distributed fulfillment capacity. And Polk County was perfectly positioned to capture that demand.
So the pandemic actually accelerated Lakeland's rise as a logistics hub?
Significantly. We saw a wave of new industrial development along the I-4 corridor, new warehouse campuses, last-mile delivery facilities, cold storage for grocery delivery. The vacancy rates for industrial space in Polk County got extremely tight because demand was outpacing supply.
And what about land costs? Because I imagine compared to Tampa or Orlando, Polk County still has some advantages there.
That's been a huge part of the story. Land in Polk County has historically been significantly cheaper than in the core Tampa or Orlando markets. So companies could get more square footage for their dollar, build larger facilities, and still have that incredible access to both metro areas. It's been a really compelling value proposition. Although I'm guessing that gap has been narrowing as more companies have moved in and driven up demand. You're right, it has been narrowing, but Polk County still offers a relative cost advantage, and there's still developable land available, which is increasingly rare in the Tampa and Orlando core markets. So it remains attractive even as values have risen. Let's talk about the workforce piece, because that's always a critical factor for these operations. What does the labor market look like in the Lakeland area for logistics and distribution? So Polk County has a large working age population, and the cost of living is lower than in Tampa or Orlando, which means workers can afford to live close to where they work. That reduces turnover, which is a huge issue in the distribution industry. Companies operating there often cite workforce availability as a key reason they chose Polk County. And there's also an education and training infrastructure that's developed around the industry, right? Yes. Polk State College and other institutions in the area have developed programs specifically tied to logistics, supply chain management, and transportation. So there's this virtuous cycle where the industry grows, the training programs grow to support it, which makes the workforce even more attractive, which brings more companies in. That's smart regional economic development. Okay, so as we wrap up, what's the takeaway for local small business owners who are listening to this? How do they actually capitalize on what's happening in this corridor?
I think the big message is pay attention to where the growth is happening and position yourself to serve it. If you're a service business, are you marketing to the thousands of logistics workers in your area? If you're in B2B, have you explored what vendor opportunities exist with the major distribution centers? The corridor is creating wealth and opportunity. The question is whether local businesses are intentional about capturing a piece of it.
And even if your business isn't directly connected to logistics, understanding that Lakeland's growth is being driven by this corridor helps you make smarter decisions about where to locate, where your customers are coming from, where the population growth is headed.
Perfectly said. This isn't just an industrial real estate story. It's a story about Polk County's economic identity and trajectory. And every local business owner should understand it.
I love it. Lakeland, not just a stopover on I-4, but genuinely one of the most strategically important logistics hubs in the Southeast.
And on that note, if you want to dig deeper into stories like this one, local business trends, economic development, what's really driving growth in Florida's communities, head over to our website and check out everything we've got there. We're always adding new resources, new episodes, new insights for local business owners just like you. Thanks so much for listening to the Local Business Playbook, and we'll see you next time.